Ready?
Yeah.
Done?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, yesterday we finished the other maimer. Let's go page Mem Dalin Vayigash. Teira Od. The other maimer was talking about Yehuda and Yosef. Why now? Yosef is greater, the loss of love of Yehuda is greater. Okay, now it says like this. Vayilakad Yosef is called Akesh and Nimsibaritz Mitzrayim. Yosef gathered all the money. During the years of plenty, everybody brought all the money from the world, civilized world, to Mitzrayim. Yosef gathered all the money Mitzrayim. And Yosef brought the money to the house of Potty. He says, "In Hamidazal Shleisha Matmoni Yisitman Yosef." The Medrash says Yosef took all the money and he divided it into three treasures. Achas Nizgalu LeKeirach, one Keirach found. That's why he became very rich. Achas Nigla Lantaninus, one was revealed to Antoninus, the emperor of Rome, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's counterpart. And a third of it will be hidden for tzaddikim when Mashiach comes. Okay? So one Kairach got, one Antoninus got, and one is going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. So he says, to understand this, the light is planted for a tzaddik. Yadu, as it's known, what does it mean the light is planted for the tzaddikim? The early light that Hashem created at the beginning of creation, Davinor, which illuminated, Misaifa Eilam Atsaifa, from one end of the world to the next. He says, "Gone is Hakadosh Baruch Hu Tzedikaya." Hashem hid it for tzaddikim. We know at the beginning of Chumash says like this: "Hayem Elokim He Od, VaYehi Od." Hashem said, "Let there be light," and there became light. So the Mefarshim ask, why doesn't it say Vayihi Chen? Everything in creation says Vayom Elokim, let it be Vayihi Chen. So it was. It said Vayom Elokim Hior, let there be light, and it says there was light. Why didn't it say there was Vayihi Chen? So it was. There's a number of answers. One answer is that Hashem hid that light. Hashem created light on the first day. That light, the person was able to see from one end of the world to the next. Hashem saw the world is not worthy for it, so Hashem hid it. Now, where did he hide it? Certain places it says he hid it in Teirah, and certain places he says he had hid it for tzaddikim la'asad lovei. Okay? Here now, the Rebbe is saying that thing is, what from the Zohar, where did he hide it? He hid it in for tzaddikim la'asad lovei. No, because Vayichem means so it was the art that he first created. Vayihi art was a different type of a light. The light that was originally created was hidden, either in Torah or Tzaddikim. There's a famous story of the Baal Shem Tov. There was a missing husband, and the lady came to the Baal Shem Tov. He opened the Zohar. He told her where the husband was. So the Talmidim asked him. So he says that Hashem hid it in Torah. So he said, Vayihi Or means there was a different light, level of light than he created. Vayihi Chen would mean it was the same light that he created, so it became. Some of Hashem learned that that's Chen and whatever, that the Or is three letters and Chen is two letters, so it says Vayihi Or. I mean, it's not a big deal. What?
Instead of the intended creation, something different was created?
Yeah, yes.
And as opposed to in other situations, it was exactly as
he created it. Exactly as he created it. What?
I mean, Hashem created, he said, save some of it for the tzaddikim and some of it in the Torah for even...
No, two opinions. He hid it in Torah, he hid it for the tzaddikim.
Either or.
Probably both. You need a tzaddik to find it in Torah, I guess. I don't know. Binyan agnizazeis. And understand what does it mean that Hashem hid it. It's similar to the concept that Hashem hid the treasures, right? So to understand this, Yuvan Dine Bavedas Hashem. Yimotze Beis Bechinus Madreges Bavas Hashem. There's two levels of Ahava, of loving Hashem. Ha'alav Bechinus Ahava Nerladus and Nimshachas Min Hezbein and Hezbegdula Serin Sal Baruch. One level of love, as Alter Rebbe speaks a lot in Tanya, through meditation, Seichel stimulates me this. So, by a person meditating into the greatness of Hashem, when a person will delve with his mind, he is with the greatness of Hashem, how exalted he is, Yul, it means that his pilus will become effective within him. B'tshuk of Islav Elav Yisbarich. To have a desire and a lust to be with Hashem. Kilafi Sichl, Yul, Ish, the Pasuk says, based on your Seichel, is the way you praise. Because again, if you have a deeper Seichel, then the Ava is deeper, because Seichel stimulates Midas. Shamidas Nimshach Machir HaSeichel V'Hizbeinitz. And he says, Ava Zu, this love that a person meditates in Hashem, Ibechina Seilod HaChadosh, is a new creation, a new birth, Shenimse Michodesh, Ayde Seichel V'Hizbeinitz. Meaning like this, it's not naturally instinctive. This is a level of love that the person creates within himself through spaininess. You meditate into the greatness of Hashem, you create the midah. So it's not there before. If you don't do it, you're not going to have it. So it's a new type of ava. But v'yesh bechinas beis ba'ava, there's a second level of ava, which is called ava mesuteres. A hidden love, she ava she'esh b'teva b'tuldes nefesh u'likis, which a person has naturally, instinctively from birth, of the nefesh sholikis, she hefts a betiva, that the nefesh sholikis just wants by nature, niskalul ba'ein tzav baruch hu, to become one with Hashem. Shumak mekeir v'sharsha, ela, she actually b'chines helen v'hester godl. It's tremendously concealed. In other words, every Jew has this avim esoteris, instinctively, just because they're born a Jew. Then, when you reveal it, Yitziyosel alagilu, why they is beininess, and that also is through his. But how do you reveal the hidden love that a Jew has? If it's hidden, how do you reveal it? So the Alter Rebbe says, he says in Tanya, that you also meditate. But the difference is that love that you meditate is not a new love; it's the same love that was hidden. Now you reveal it. The first level of love that comes through deep isbeininess, that level wasn't there before, and now you create it. Therefore, when it comes to reveal through meditation, it's not a new ava that's created from seichel. Shemimenu nodo ava, that as if to say the seichel create gives birth to this ava. This ava already existed in the nefesh. It's Chassidus explained. There's two types of fire. Also, it's not exactly an exact mushroom, but you have fire that you look. You see the fire and the barbecue. Yeah, you see the fire. The fire is there. Then there's another type of fire that the coals are simmering. You know, the coals are simmering. You look at the coals, you don't see a fire. You blow on the coals, so do you see the fire? Sometimes you could stimulate the fire just by blowing, you know, without the mask. You blow. Sometimes you need a bigger blow. Sometimes you need the bellows, you know, like they used to have the heavy wind to reveal the fire. Huh? Oh, then you have another type of fire, like the Tzur HaLamish, the Flintstone, that there's no fire, but you touch those coals, by the way, the simmering coals, you're going to burn yourself, obviously. But there's another fire that's also hidden, that's like the Flintstone, the Tzur HaLamish. So you touch it, it's cold, it's not hot at all. You can put it into water for 100 years. You take it out, rub it together, and fire comes out. Which means there's a source of fire in the Tzur HaLamish. Because you can't take it with plastic, whatever. You know, you need the Flintstone. The difference is, though, in the level of concealment that the fire is. And these are Mishal and Chassidus gives to the different levels of Ava of a person. You have a person with open Ava. Open Ava, that you see it, you know, it's there. And then you have an ava that needs a little blowing. It's called sometimes the ava with his brain in the stick, he said. Sometimes you need the Tzur HaLamish type of, you have to rub it. Stamina, it's not going to happen. So he says like this. There's two avas that the Yid has. One is Ava that you create actually through meditation. One level is Ava that is there. You also need meditation, but you don't create a new fire. The fire is there from before. What?
I want to pick an issue on this. There's a major difference between Tzur HaLamish, or a match in today's day, and coals that are underneath this actual fire.
By the way, you don't see the fire necessarily. It coals that are burning hot, you look at it, there's no fire underneath you, also not.
You can definitely feel it.
You can feel it, but there's no open fire.
One is potential.
What? Yeah, but there's a fire, but it's hidden.
But there's no fire in the stone or the matches.
But there's a source of fire, it's concealed. There's a source of fire there. The pintalid exists. Therefore, when push comes to shove, like Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, you can have the Kal Shebekalim, the lowest of the lowest Jew, will be Mason Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. He'll give up his life. Now, where does it come from? He's not from it all. Kal Shebekalim, the lowest of the low. Yet, the Tzorach Alam, you rub it, push comes to shove. A question of, you know, Mesiras Nefesh, so that becomes revealed. The fire becomes revealed.
So who's the cold Jew? Who's the Jew that is fire, actual fire underneath?
That's the Torah Chalamish type of a Jew. No, I mean, he has the behela. That Jew you're going to blow on, you're not going to get any other. It takes more to reveal it. Okay. Rakshais, what? Oh. Rakshais, the behela my day is bain, and yotzim in a helam alagilus. Okay? So there's an Ava that you reveal through Seichel. There's an Ava you reveal also through Seichel, but it's there, it's not a new creation. This is what the Gemara says. You drink, simply the Gemara says, you wine enters, secrets come up. Which means simply, when you're drunk, you say things you shouldn't be saying. Or by the way, anger is a little thing. Anger is like being drunk. When you're angry, you just shut up, because if you talk when you're angry, you're going to say things that you normally wouldn't say. Just think when you're drunk, you have no self-control. So Chazal tells us, anger, you have no self-control. So you're like drunk, so you're going to say things you're going to regret later. But anyway, that's a good, very good point. Peter, sod, the bechinas avim, the soteris. And now, what's the sod? The hidden, represents the hidden love. How do you reveal it? Through meditation, which is called Yena Shalteira. We learned already many times that, well, the Rebbe explains a lot, that what's the difference between wine and water? Water is Kabbalah's oil, right? And wine is Bina. Yayin is Samach, Leval Menish. Wine is Bina. Wine represents enjoyment. So, Nichnis Yayin Yotze Sod, the Alter Rebbe says that's what the Gemara means, that when you have Yayin, meaning meditation, his baininess in Alukus, comes out the hidden level of the Neshama, the Avim Mesutel, which is normally hidden. You're not creating a new secret. The secret is there, you're just revealing it. Ba'emes, Marlis, Madregas, Avizom Mesutel. So, Lucheder, now which one is greater? Is the Ava that you create through meditation, or the Ava that's natural is just revealed through meditation? So he says, Be'emes, Marlis Madregas Ava Zom Mesuteres. The level of this hidden love, Higdel of it, is much greater. Mibchinis Ava Neldem is Beninis Anal, is a greater level of love than the intellect, which is stimulated through the emotion, which is stimulated through intellect. Meaning, the natural instinctive love is stronger than the revealed level of love. Av shezuyilo de chadosh, even though this is a new creation, v'zu einas chadosh gemura, and this is not new. So l'chayde, new things are greater than not new things. Av opikein shor sholem nailu yis, it's a higher shadish. It's a higher level, because we know the avim esoteris is connected to the essence of the neshama. The other av is already a feeling. It's a feeling that you create through seichel. Av aneldem is beinitz. An Avid that comes from is Beninis, Ilamat, Mimanda, Madrega, is lower, but actually Nish, below Kokach, May Avan, now Mesuteris. Meaning like this, it's really a greater level, but it lowered itself lower. Like again, the concept, the higher the thing, the lower it falls. So the Ava that you create openly, seemingly, is a greater level of Ava. It's more tangible love that you create through meditation. Revealing the Ava Mesuteres is not openly as great, but it's in essence it's greater. Okay, like it says in Tanya, between Ava Mesuteres, when it's brought out, it's called Ava Rabba Shalemayel Me'ava Selim. Because he says in Tanya that the Ava which is revealed, the hidden love which is revealed, is a greater level of love than the Ava which becomes revealed through meditation. So he says, now don't forget, the Maim is starting with Yosef making the three treasures, hiding the three treasures. Right? So we're talking about the different levels of Ava. Of Hashem, which is the either revealed or Mesuteres revealed, whatever. So he says the level of Yosef HaTzadik is Tzadik Olyim Bechinas Ava Rabba Mesuteres, represents the hidden level of love Sheyesh Bechol Nefesh Mi Yisrael that every Yid has Sheshor Shegavaya Ma'id, which is a very lofty level of Ava, meaning 88. Meaning Yosef represents the hidden level of Ava that every Jew has. Because, like we learned in the Pasuk, Noye Katsen Yosef, the Jews are called the sheep of Yosef. That means Yosef is Mashpia to every single Jew. He's one of the Shivarayim.
What?
Huh? Yes, sir, yeah, Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and this. And no, the Shvatim not, but Yosef, yeah. In the seven Ushpizim, the Shivareim, yeah, is Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and then you have Meish, Aaron, Yosef, and David. None of the Shvatim, but Yosef is there. Okay? Shezal Bechinis Yosef, because Yosef is a level of Yosef, which is a level of Yud Sod. What's Yosef? Yosef, like we learned the other minor. Yosef is Yitat Yosef Eilam. Yosef is Yud Sod, which is the level of the hidden level. This is what he explained before from the pasuk. The planted, the was planted, latzadik, shubachinis ur kadma shagonzal latzadik. Like you said before, the Zohar says that refers to the light which was hidden. For tzadikim, ur kadma bachinis avar abba, shalamailam bachinis avas elam. This is the hidden love, it's called avar abba. Greater than Ava Selam. Okay, just skip the parenthesis. El Shagonzel Tzadikim Chinus Yosef Tzadik Elyon. What do you mean Gonzel Tzadikim? Yosef is the love of Yosef Tzadik, right? Yosef Tzadik Elyon. We learned Monday night in the class that why is Yosef called Tzadik? Because only in Mitzrayim was he able to be this level of greatness.
Does this have anything to do with him? Hiding his mother,
Rachel,
behind him?
No. I mean, maybe, who knows? When me man and Nizr b'cholechem Yisrael b'chinas Ava now. And therefore, this implanted within every single Jew. The Ava, Ella, she mesuteres b'chinas Geniza. V'sad v'helim, therefore it's only in the level of hidden. And therefore, nechnes yayin yasasot. Okay, so this is what he's explaining, the level of this sod of the Ava Mesuteres and the Ava which comes revealed through his Beinonis. So the Ava Mesuteres that every Jew has, that is the level of Yosef implanting that level of Ava within every single one. And that's Nichnes Yayin Yotze Sod, that through meditation, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, you also need to reveal the hidden love also through meditation. Or something that through meditation, like we said, Mesiras Nefesh, when push comes to shove, this Ava Mesuteres will be revealed within the Jew. He says, what?
Yosef has not, himself, his Midah doesn't have anything to do with Ava, because he's a son. His nida has to do with something that is deep inside that gets that's still within every group.
Yeah, but the chesed word to first netzachay just say it's not the level of ava, it's the level of the hidden. Yosef implants the hidden, then the ava, that level of hiden love needs to be revealed.
The hiddenness that's associated with Yisod is present within
every single Jew, but it's not revealed. Yosef just makes you have it. Now you have to reveal it.
And you said like the previous thing, it's a higher level. The hidden love is a higher level than the Yisodim's love.
That's what he says, because it's rooted deeper in the nefesh. That's what he says. You feel it more in the other Isbeinus, but the fact that it's lower down here because it comes from a higher source. Now we can understand what it also says in the Zayad. Hayar Zerule Kodesh Baruch Hu begins the Dad Nuyin. Ayidei Hay Tzadik the Il Ginza the Ginana the Ginza. This is. Okay. When you say Arzarul Atzadi means planted like in the garden. So he's saying whatever this. He takes the note Lahai Erv Zarul Ezria Dikshait. Okay, so he says like this. Hashem takes this hidden thing from the garden. He plants it into a planting of truth. But in Golos, it's not there. It's not felt. He or the Arzarul Atzadi. Of it even umine megames das kamais whatever this means. Let's go back to opirish ginso bechina sam shachas a kavachut. What does it mean ginso? He's explaining the zaya. Whatever we'll understand of it. Ginso sam shachas kavachut mimalchus the insof shireishes a kavatziyume nikra called ginso, which is the level of malchus. Okay, we learned already. You remember? I'm not going through this again. Simsim arishin, right? Those simsim. Simsim Harishon, and then Hashem removed, remember, all the Ord, and he revealed, it's called Kavachut, is the ray of, like a line, right? The Ord that was before Simsim, the world, so see the Kavachut Kavachut Asad, and he revealed this Kav, that became the initial revelation of Alukus of the world from the highest levels of after post-Tzimtzum to the lowest levels that exist in the world. So that was a re-revelation of the Kav and Chut, which is basically a line and a thread, meaning it's extremely, extremely minimal. Like we learned many times, the Moshul, that if you have a brilliant, brilliant professor and he wants to teach a little kid, he can't just teach him on his level. It'll be way over the kid's head. He'll get nothing.
He can't.
Huh?
He can't teach.
No. Yeah, you're right. But if he's super great, he could teach. That the greatness of a great professor is that he could take the deepest things and explain them to kids. Reveal kind of always used to explain that the uniqueness of the Rebbe. The Rebbe took the deepest in Yonim Chassidus. The Rebbe took the deepest in Yonim Chassidus and explained them in Lakut HaSichas a way that everybody is able to understand it. In other words, like this, that a brilliant person could speak brilliance is not a great deal. If you're brilliant, you could speak brilliance. Right? That's normal. If you're strong, you could lift weights. If you're brilliant, you could speak brilliance. The greatness of a great person is that he's able to lower it in a way, that brilliance, the same brilliance that in what he's lowering to the people has the same brilliance as it is on his level. The Kav that comes after the Tzimtzum, again after, so you're Ruchnius, it comes after the Tzimtzum, has in it the entire level of Elokus before the Tzimtzum. But in a way that it's limited. That is that's what happened in Kavachut. That's the greatness of a great person. As a very great chassid once said, you know what the greatness of the Rebbe was? I mean, it's a fun, but just the concept of it. The greatness of the Rebbe was that he goes out to daven, he gives nickels to little kids to put into the tzedakah box. it's a waste of time. I mean, come on.
So Yetzer HaTzadik brings that out of every Jew?
No, Yetzer HaTzadik puts it into every Jew. And our job is to reveal it.
No, every Jew has it.
Yeah, but you from where? From where?
You saw it.
That's from Yetzer. Yetzer implants that level of Yetzer exists within every single Jew. Ne'ekatzen Yetzer. Just like Avraham Avinu is in every Jew, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So Chesed, and there's a level of Yetzer, Tzadik Yisrael Elyon, that exists.
So when you pinpoint Avraham Avinu in every Jew, that's the revealed Chesed, revealed Avraham Avinu.
No, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, it's also the hidden love. There's a different level. Yeah, but it's the Ava. Every Jew has the Yerusha, the level of Ava from Avraham Avinu is not necessarily the open Ava.
So what's the difference between?
I don't know. There's a level of Avraham Avinu giving us, a level of Yosef giving us. I don't know. I don't know the difference between what Avraham gives it for me. And either one of them is good enough. He's Avraham Yosef. No, Yosef is his son, but he's giving this hidden love.
Parallel to
Tiferes. Yeah.